Yes, Tom.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
The last night about 9 o'clock, we got a statement from both sides. The Navy is absent in all this, but both the combatant sides that they would permit an orderly evacuation as far as they were able to do so, as far as they were concerned. They couldn't speak for the other side, sort of a thing. Early this morning, they've assembled some 400 or more Americans, mostly tourists, in the Hotel Ambassador, and they're ready for evacuation. We didn't want to try to get them out at night because with all these commies running around, we thought it was too dangerous. Early this morning, we hear reports that the Navy, which has gone back with the Wesson Air Force Group, is threatening to deliver an ultimatum, not to start shooting, but to deliver an ultimatum somewhere between 7 and 9, our time this morning, to bombard the city in a very intensive way. They could get maybe as many as 30 planes in the air, and if the Navy turned I think they only have 2 destroyers, turn their guns on, it could be a pretty messy thing. So I've just talked to the Secretary, and what I think we should do, if you agree, is to tell our Navy to come into the port of Haina. This is about 7 miles from the center of town. This is where the embassy wants them to come in because they're not so close to the shooting. Get in touch with immediately with the Dominican Navy. And since landlines are out, we can't communicate this morning with the Air Force people or the Western people. Find out whether they can communicate over the naval radio, Dominican naval radio, with those bases and tell them what we're doing. And that we insist on a ceasefire until we can get these Americans out. And if they can't get in touch any other way, to send in a helicopter, if this is necessary, to the San Ysidro Air Base. We've already got the word of the commander. And make sure that this ceasefire and this ultimatum and bombardment doesn't start until we're through evacuating, and then use this time to try to get a junta set up of some kind which will stabilize the situation.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would they want to be bombarding the city until we got our people out here if they agreed to, it's all right to take them?
Well, I think they're kind of desperate. The Navy and the Air Force and Weston's forces are cut off from the city. They can't get in. They haven't got the strength to get in. They can't get across this bridge. And this is about all they can do is strafe and bomb. It looks like to me a measure of desperation and designed, I think, to break down the morale of the rebels and regain control, ultimately, of the city. This is what the design would be. Must be pretty bitter, the feeling between the two branches of the armed forces by this time.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How much did we know about all this, Tom?
Well, we knew that it's a graft-ridden place, and this guy Reed, I think, has done a very courageous job in firing unnecessary people, trying to balance his budget, and doing all these unpopular things, collecting taxes from the rich, eliminating graft in the military forces and that sort of thing. They had duty-free entry privileges and bringing in scotch and selling it for twice what they paid for it. And he just tried to establish a little order out of what was chaos down there, and it pinches everybody's toes who are used to all these unusual privileges. The price of sugar dropped, and we knew that things that have a drought. We knew that things weren't going well. That's why Bennett was up here to tell us we had about 2 or 3 weeks to do something about it. We put in a good deal of money, but money doesn't do everything we hope it will sometimes. They had 30 years of a very strong rule, and I just don't know how to manage their own affairs now that they have the responsibility themselves. It's a complex thing.
Does it mean you think that this is another Castro government?
Not yet, no. It's hard to tell what comes out of one of these messes, who comes out on top. But we don't think this fellow Bush understands that the communists are dangerous. We don't think he is a communist, but what we're afraid of is that if he gets back in, he'll have so many of them around him. And they're so much smarter than he is that before you know it, they will begin to take over.
What is it that they see in him? Why did you have his following?
Bosch is a literary man. He writes books. He doesn't know. He's the most impractical fellow in the world. Sort of an idealist floating around on cloud nine type. And he's a handsome man and a good orator. And the people just don't have the maturity to distinguish between words and deeds. Makes a lot of promises to them and so forth. That's why he got elected. By being a good orator.
What should I say about it in this press conference?
That the situation is fluid, that we are evacuating Americans. There's a ban there of some kind, and the Brewers Convention, Baker's Convention, whatever it is. A lot of tourists there. We're getting them out. We're going to ask the embassy whether they shouldn't get the wives of our official people out, wives and children. And that we've been promised a ceasefire until this can be accomplished. And we're in touch with both sides, hoping to do what we can to stop bloodshed.
What did Munoz say yesterday?
I never got in touch with him because he was in New York and was incommunicado on this some kind of a meeting on the death of this Albasu fellow, you know, the independent leader.
Mm-hmm.
Which causes great problems for them down on the island. I really wasn't. I didn't know after we made this other decision how important it was. Because Bosch, I don't think anybody can do much with anyway. I can try again this morning.
I got Wood. Munoz might be able to help. Why does the death cause such a problem in the island, Puerto Rico, for this assassin?
He is the leader of this independence movement, and they're a bunch of nuts, all of them. And there were rumors, I don't know too much about it, there were rumors that they were going to try to make a demonstration or a strike or something out of this. Sort of, he's been in jail a good part of his life, I guess. Or he should have been. Just been shocked. Well, I'll get on then and call Cy Vance and send some messages down to the embassy about what we're doing.
Now, let's go back over what we're doing again now. We're going to just tell the Navy to go on in.
Tell the Navy we have this okay from both sides to get in touch immediately with the Navy at the port of Haina and make sure everything is safe and that they're expected. And unless some trouble develops, if some trouble develops, let us know immediately, but otherwise to go on in as fast as they can. Get in touch with the embassy, and we'll tell the embassy the same thing, and establish communication as best they can with the Air Force and the Western forces across the river, either by landline or by naval military radio, or if necessary, by helicopter, and tell them that we're starting to evacuate and to hold off on any shooting. And then
is it likely that we might just start moving our people out and they start shooting?
I think there's a certain risk in this kind of a situation that somebody will shoot. You've got, as long as you have all of these commies and everything else around and the chance of misunderstanding, I think there's always a certain risk. That's why we didn't want to do it in the middle of the night. Communications are very poor. But certainly with these threats of bombardment.
Where do you get those threats? Who tells us that?
I think this is...
Gossip?
No. I think this is These are reports that the embassy has. Whether they're listening to them over the radio or something, I don't know. I suspect it's just a radio threat. They say they're going to announce it between 7 and 9 and give them a little time to think about it, and then presumably start. That would put them up around 10 or 11, but I think the sooner we get started this morning, the better.
How long does it take us to get ours out?
Yes, well, this we don't know. The port of Haina is about 7 miles. I presume the embassy can get enough people, enough cars to get these 400 or more people down to Haina, and then presumably they'd have to be lifted either on helicopters or on these boats. It would take several hours, but once they get to Haina, they're 7 miles away from the center of town.
Well, I'd get them out of there as quick as I could.
Will do.
Okay.
All right, sir. Bye.